假设今天你可能有什么新的发现，或者有很重要的事，或者故事想分享给同事，那你知道如何使用不同的句子来开启话题吗？Hello, 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 Podcast. I'm Sherry, an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast. 我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late-night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能，跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good to great. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast.As of this recording, something big happened. For those of you listening, it actually happened about a week ago. But here in Taiwan, we had a massive earthquake. Well, because of the time of day, people were either getting ready for their day or commuting towards work, which led to just a massive plethora of stories and everyone in the office sharing where you were. So today, we want to talk about a few ways that you can start a story, especially...to describe a surprising or sometimes uninvited event.
Exactly. So as you guys know, we do pre-recordings. 我们通常都是一个礼拜前来做这个 podcast recording. 所以今天呢其实是4月3号。那台北我整个台湾也发生了一个蛮大的地震而且非常有感。那这就让我想到其实当我们有一些很重要的事情发生或者很 surprising 的事情或甚至你想要讲一个什么故事那我们要用什么样子的片语或开头的方式来带进这个故事呢 So basically we just wanted to talk about some really useful way to open up your conversation that you can immediately hint that this is going to be some kind of interesting story or some big story.
This can especially be useful in situations like today. I got a lot of messages from different business partners, family, friends, etc. in America like, hey, we just heard. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to open up the conversation and make it a little bit more interesting, I can use these phrases to kick things off. Mm-hmm. And the first one would be something like, you wouldn't believe what happened today.
Exactly. So for me...You wouldn't believe what happened today. I was doing yoga when the earthquake happened. So that's actually true. I was literally on the ground crawling and wouldn't want to stand up.
For me, as you wouldn't believe what happened, I was actually literally turning on the shower head as it began. And I sat there waiting and wondering whether I should continue with the shower or perhaps go find some pants.
Or you can say...Care to guess what happened in a meeting or care to guess what happened in the morning today?
This is always a fun one when someone maybe knows what event you have and let's say there's someone in the office with a reputation or something very specific happens all the time. You can either use this as a, here's a surprise event or you can use this in a very sarcastic tone. Mm. Be like, oh, I had a meeting with Jay today. Mm. Take a guess how that went.
Exactly. So again...The tone matters, right? 我们常说到讲话的 tone, 它其实也可以改变一个句子。所以你今天要很 sarcastic, 或者你只是一个纯粹要带着很 surprising 的感觉,那就是用你的 tone 来做一点 adjustments.
Right. Or if you don't want to go the sarcasm route, you can just start with, care to guess what happened this morning? I bet you'll never believe it.
And also you can just start the sentence with, so picture this.Right, and then you described exactly what happened or you kind of teased them. You can talk about like the situation, what happened in the room or who said what.
So picture this is just a great way to start a story and really flex your storytelling muscles, right? Mm. So if I just reversed what I said before, so picture this.I'm going through my daily morning routine. I've hopped into the shower. I'm reaching for the faucet to turn it on, and suddenly I can't grab a hold of it. Now, you may think maybe I'm just losing my balance, but the reality was the whole room was shaking.
Exactly. So for me, so picture this. I was doing my morning routine. I had my meditation music on and I'm doing yoga pose, but all of a sudden the ground started to shake. Again, you can use this in many, many different ways. For me, this really reminds me, and also I wanted to remind everyone that storytelling is really important. Also, it's quite easy to do. Storytelling, again, 我们并不需要一个非常了不起的故事。其实每一天发生的事情，它都是一个小小的故事，它都可以被你包装成为一个蛮有趣的事情。所以在你的 small talk, 你想要用 small talk 来做一些基本的connection, right? 或者你甚至跟国外的同事你要找一些话题跟他聊天。其实用这样子开头的方式有带进这些故事都可以加强你们之间的一些感情。
Yes, this really is just a simple way to make a difference between someone who's just answering questions and someone who really brings energy to a room. We've all been in those networking situations where you just see someone whose charisma or ability to hold a room with their stories is just lighting up everyone around them. But one of the things that happens is if you listen carefully, it's not always, say, the quality of their stories in thatThe thing that happened to them has never happened to anyone else in the world, or what they have experienced, no one else could have possibly experienced. Mm. Part of the beauty of storytelling is people who can take these everyday, mundane events and just build this emphasis around it or use these kind of storytelling prompts to really set it off, right?So all the examples we gave today could have simply come down to, oh, what were you doing when the earthquake happened? Oh, I was doing yoga.Like, that's just a straightforward, easy answer. It answers their question, but it doesn't incite like a story. So if someone's like, oh, what were you doing? It happened, and be like, well, okay, picture this. I'm already on the ground. I'm on all fours and I'm just ready to lay down and let it go right there. It's me doing yoga. Yeah. But there's a difference between, yeah, I was doing yoga andSo picture this. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening. Or you wouldn't believe what was going on while I was experiencing the earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So again, I think it's just a really quick reminder. And some reminder of these sentences can bring you a lot in a conversation. 所以记得咯，我们每一次在开会之前做很简单的一些 small talk, 还有一些问候的时候，我们都可以把这一些很平凡或者是也平凡也可以变成很有趣的故事带进。
So very simply, starting with, you wouldn't believe what happened today, or care to guess what just happened, and finally with, so picture this. Any of these phrases can take a very basic experience and roll it into the start of a great story. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus Podcast is a Presentality Group production.Produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard. You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.